गलती ट्राई कर रही है
अजय बख्शी
नहीं है वो नील कुछ और है वो नील बख्शी और हाँ
वो तो निकी बख्शी स्वीडन पता है मैं आई एम जस्ट बिगी यार
मोर देन द पॉडकास्ट मैं क्विज के लिए देखती हूँ कि अच्छा ये सीन में ये हुआ ओके okay, अभी इसका ये नाम है इस कैरेक्टर का फिर भी कैरेक्टर का नाम नहीं आता था बट या
everybody welcome to another episode of Das Trivegi Pepsi hamara sharuk sexy so we are three friends I'm Preeti Deeksha and Diggy we try to watch a movie weekly which is a sharuk movie we try because we're basically been failing at it massively in the past but
see we were regular and for like one quarter
close to 4 months I think we were pretty good
yeah. travel plans traveling plans or time zones to chalo allowed hai
yeah ab hum kaun sa full time podcasters hain it's okay we can grant ourselves this break gosh dekho ambitions
aha mujhe surf bechna hai yaar But anyway, so yes, we watch movies and talk about them and mostly simp. And today we are discussing a very, very simpy Shah Rukh movie again. So it's my pick today and we're doing
I didn't think it was a very, very simpy Shah Rukh movie, by the way. I thought it was a good movie. But I didn't a few scenes here and there, but...
I think first half I was fully simping over him. So I think I am a biased person anyway. I only have 2-3 agendas as you say when I'm watching a movie. But yes, we are watching Phir Bhi Dil Hai Hindustani, which released in 2000. We watched it on Netflix. Today I have remembered to tell in the beginning. Please, hey, India mein to Netflix pe hai. Bahar kahan hai? I don't know. For all Preeti our international so unprepared. listeners.
Preeti so unprepared that she remembered to just say that it's on Netflix. Because she's like, main aur kya bolungi? Dheere dheere thoda kuch soch lungi. To Netflix pe ye pehle bol deti hu.
It took her very long to come around to the fact that the movie we are reviewing is Phir Bhi Dil Hai Hindustani.
Koi nahi, wo to podcast title mein hum dal denge.
Koi nahi, thode anadi hai, thode khiladi, ruk ruk ke chalti hai apni gaadi. But Phir Bhi Dil Hai Hindustani is my pick. I chose the movie because I love the movie actually. It bombed at box office back in the day and every time I rewatch it, I'm like, yaar, ye to kya badhiya movie hai? Ye kaise bomb ho gaye? So, and I really wanted to discuss a little bit more about the movie. I think more so because it makes a lot more, I don't know, relatable and sense in 2024, sadly. And at the same time, Juhi and Shah Rukh's chemistry and everything. Like, basically, I love the movie. I love the songs. I will be probably singing songs at loud pitch in sometime in this podcast. So that's the reason I picked the movie. Also, ki jo director hai, wo Yes Boss ki director thi, jo hume apne quiz mein to yaad nahi tha. Is baari hum uske baare mein bhi thodi baat kar sakte hain. Humne, what's the plot of the movie? Yash, please thoda sa support karo.
Preeti ka ramble chalta hi ja raha hai.
Okay, Shah Rukh Khan is Ajay Bakshi. And I don't remember Juhi Chawla's character's name. Riya something.
Riya Banerjee.
And they are both reporters for rival news corporations. One is Kakeda TV and one is Galaxy with two E's at the end. And they both have a rivalry KTV. Going on who is the most popular mainstream, not mainstream, what is the... Prime time news shows. They both have opposite political affiliations, not Shah Rukh and Juhi, the two corporations. And they're also like very, there's a lot of very, very evident media politics tie-in references ki matlab how media helps hype up particular parties or politicians and all of that, and the journalists also kind of contribute to it. Yeah, and the movie ka first half is mostly just noke joke between the two of them, very like fun bantering and chemistry. And then do you want to talk about the rest of the more serious plot?
So yeah, like as you just said, ki money plays a bit of role here, even in journalists. Also because we're talking about post-liberalized India again, like very early 2000s. So ambition is there. So everybody wants a piece of it. So do the politicians and so do the corporations running these businesses. And in the second half of the movie, we do come to see how Ajay Bakshi, even though he's ambitious, but he does get impacted by how these politicians use religion, caste, all of that in some ways or not. To have dange ko English mein kya bolta, sorry.
Riots
across the city, making people you know, lose their livelihood, lives, loved ones, etc. And Paresh Rawal is a grieved father who actually does shoot one of the politicians, Behnoi. in a Padyatra ka speech, which basically then is just amplified by the police to be said that this is actually a terrorist activity because they didn't want the politicians to get jail and everything. And then it does come across in the next few hours of the movie on how, why did Paresh Rawal actually did what he did, and how then Shah Rukh and Juhi kind of try to get him out of jail, but they are kind of failing at it because people are powerful. And they record his video of saying the truth of why he did it, but wo फिर उससे छीन लेते हैं वो कैसेट और ये सब अभी 2024 में शायद नहीं हो पाता बट एनीवे देन या बेसिकली इट्स अबाउट कि उसको फिर क्या होती है उसको फांसी हो जाती है एंड देन एवरीबॉडी जस्ट कम्स अराउंड टू स्टॉप व्हाट्स हैपनिंग बिकॉज़ ट्रुथ शुड स्टैंड
वेट यू मिस्ड अ बिग plot line because they did manage to eventually get back that tape which was stolen from them and they broke into the news building and they hijacked the stream to ensure that all of the country could see his testimonial which was very emotionally empowering and moving and obviously people rally together and then what you said they come together
and then Shah Rukh saves him from the Fasi by jumping and picking him up. So yes, that's basically the plot summary. I think we've got it here and there. I hope so, but
yeah, usko jaise jump karne ki zarurat nahi thi na, wo Fasi wo thoda ho bhi jata ho jaake thoda instantly death hone wali thi uski.
पता नहीं यार, वो तो बॉलीवुड में तो इंस्टेंट डेथ हो जाता है, वो जवान में कैसे दिखाया था, दैट वाज वेरी
टू
वॉच, बट अरे व्हेन द विजय सेतुपति
द फर्स्ट सीन ना, द फर्स्ट सुसाइड आल्सो ना, द फार्मर सुसाइड आल्सो ना, फार्मर सुसाइड पे लटक जाता है, और फिर वैसे भी वो विजय सेतुपति बोलता है कि तुम्हारी जीभ लटक जाएगी एंड ऑल दैट, लाइक द डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ
सुसाइड, लाइक दैट डिस्क्रिप्शन इटसेल्फ इंप्लाइज पूरा टाइम लगेगा, आराम से मरोगे
ऐसे, पता नहीं क्या यार, वो ऑब्वियसली
थोड़ा तो फिल्मी मूवी था in yeah, spite yeah. of like the
thodi film movie thi
yaar Shah Rukh bachayega yaar aake uska blood root laga hoga matlab aise victory to feel honi chahiye na matlab
hum log itna zara pure desh ko sadkon pe lekar aaya hai ek chhalang to marega wo
yeah anyway first thoughts Diggy what was your experience
do you want to give your first thoughts first like or should I just ठीक है
मैं तो बहुत देर से बातें कर रही हूँ यार प्लीज प्लीज टेक ओवर
तो ये मैंने मूवी बचपन में तो देखी थी बचपन में ऑब्वियसली देखी थी बट आई डोंट रिमेम्बर वॉचिंग इट इन द थिएटर एवर मतलब आई प्रीटी श्योर आई डिडंट वॉच इट इन थिएटर वो टीवी पे हेयर एंड देयर देखी होगी न्यू मोस्टली द होल प्लॉट ऑफ द मूवी बट आई रिसेंटली वॉच्ड इट अ कपल ऑफ इयर्स अगो 2022 में व्हेन वी वर डूइंग लाइक अ सीरीज ऑफ शाहरुख खान मूवीज basically indoctrinating Anjali back to Bollywood and India from USA ke bahut ho gaya. So this is one of those movies.
This is definitely one of the movies that you should watch if you're coming back to India to know what you're stepping into. The
like all of this, but phir bhi dil hai Hindustani. Very good summarization. So I mean, yeah, it wasn't as fresh, but. I think the feeling was a little different this time around. Bahut closely dekhi because for the podcast we watched it with a different intent and purpose also. Okay, yaar dhyan se dekhna hai. Quiz mein question bhi to aa jayega aur khud baat bhi karni
hai. More than the podcast, main quiz ke liye dekhti hun ki acha ye scene mein ye hua. Okay, abhi iska ye naam hai is character ka. Fir bhi character ka naam nahi aata tha. But yeah.
I know. But I think it was. Ek to mali one theme that has been constant through all my watches is that I always felt it was a good movie. I never thought ki this deserved to, you know, flop or I understand why it didn't do well. Again, I think it should have done much better than that. It was a very good satire. Matlab, throughout the commentaries they are making while joking about it, or it's sometimes very in your face. There's not a lot of subtlety there. Is about politicians and news and consumerism in terms of you selling things in the name of anything at all, right? And obviously there's a element of corruption and politicians creating divides on basis of religion, which comes out when they portray that person as a terrorist, foreign terrorist, quote unquote. So wo to mujhe hamesha bahut acha lagta tha. I laughed a lot more during this watch because it's just so funny, and like this time it. Because of the podcast, we watch it with a more SRK focus. Ki theek hai, observe what he's doing a lot more. And and I think it's quite a sim movie. Yeah. First half to uska bahut hi funny hai, bahut hi acha hai. There are so many moments where you go, oh my god, how could anybody say no to this? Like, look at him when he's trying to woo Juhi for whatever reasons at that point. But that I felt was really nice, like very simple experience overall, very funny, and it ended up being more emotional than all my previous watches. One when Paresh Rawal tells the story of what happened to him to his daughter, and finally the final scene when Shah Rukh is on camera urging everybody in the country or in the city to come to the jail where Paresh Rawal is being hanged and to save him, right? So, wo got me like very sort of emotional and sentimental, because like at the end of the day, you do have a lot of love for your country. Aap jitna bhi criticize kar lo ya jo bhi keh lo, and if you see things happening around which you don't agree with, and then you see that portrayed in a movie 24 years ago, aapko, it hits you a little differently, I feel. So, that is what actually brought about the fire waterworks more than ever. But I think, aww, like what a wonderful movie overall. मतलब मुझे लगा बहुत ही good, nicely packaged. ज़्यादा इसमें they don't take themselves seriously at any point. Even Paresh Rawal, when he's serious, he goes back to being funny and sort of adopting both of them as their children. So overall, I think it's a वो तो बहुत मज़ा आया. मतलब it's very difficult to pick flaws in the movie when you have such a good experience. That's my little two cents on it. Diksha, go ahead.
Diksha. Yeah, I think I've watched, this is one of the movies, I think if you had asked me 10 years ago ki what are your top 5 or top 10 Shah Rukh films, definitely would have made the cut. And maine bachpan mein bahut baar dekhi hai, but I still never remembered. I when I was watching it yesterday, I didn't remember ki itna comic element bhi tha movie mein, because for me as a child watching it, it was a very serious movie, like in the sense, it was, I think, my first introduction to the concepts of power and corruption and just everything that's bad in the in the world, like not everything that's bad in the world, but you get what I'm talking about, right? Like,
there's
like that childhood innocence, which is for the first time kind of getting shattered. Ki acha, aisa bhi hota hai. Matlab, innocent people can also die, and people in power can lie, and politicians are bad. Like, those are concepts broadly that I remember just taking away from this film. And that was my memory of this film. Like, I didn't remember ki matlab itna funny bhi hai. Like, that scene with all the pink dresses, jab aaya tab yaad aaya ki acha haan ye bhi hua tha ki the scene that I'm talking about is basically when Juhi Chawla tricks Shah Rukh Khan into going on a date, but instead of showing up, she makes like 20 of his ex-girlfriends show up all dressed in pink, and they all throw cake at him, and it's very funny. But I didn't remember that, because that was not the takeaway for the movie for me when I watched it. And I think I definitely remembered Paresh Rawal's whole flashback story that he tells. The way he screams into the camera saying, "Main Aatankwadi nahi hu," that is like kind of some kind of core memory for me. When it was about to happen, suddenly it all came back, and I was like, oh shit, now this. And that is when I broke down for the first time yesterday while watching the film, ki this is about to get really serious. And I think, but yesterday's rewatch, obviously, matlab, the other elements of the film also all kind of came together really well. Like, it's a very good social commentary, it's a very good satire. I see why it might have flopped. Like, as a movie, maybe it's a little disjointed, but I didn't mind it so much because I'm not watching that film for a coherent plot line and for everything to make sense. It's satire, right? It's political commentary. It's like there is something very serious happening in the background, and in order to make that more palatable to you, and they've added a lot of comedy and romance and very sexy Shah Rukh Khan to it. But yeah, I think the underlying message was probably relevant in the year 2000. It's still relevant in 2024. The way media manipulates public opinion, the way politicians manipulate media, and just the power of the common citizen. All of it was very emotional to watch. And yeah, obviously, there's the lot of filminess that they add to it with Shah Rukh Khan, like, chalang maar ke aata hai ekdam wo faansi rokne ke liye. But yeah, I mean, there's very relevant depictions of police brutality, of that one moment at the end of the film where Satish Shah suddenly is like, "Arey CM ko patthar maar rahe usko." Turn the camera. Like, all of a sudden, his allegiance has just changed. Like, he doesn't care who's in power. He's not bothered about the politics. For him, it's just money. Like, the whole, Farsi chal raha hai, usko they are broadcasting to the entire nation. And because of the fact that they're broadcasting it, they're getting a lot of sponsors. And all of those sponsors are making targeted advertisement that are somehow related to, like, the fact that someone is being hanged. And it's so fucked up. But it's also such an important, just an important commentary on what media is, what sponsorship is, right? Like, I mean, when someone's about to die and they're like, they're making taglines like, remember, frame this moment, khachak, for a photograph ad, or rasiyo ka ad. Matlab, kisi bhi cheez ko tum kahin pe bhi ghusa sakte ho sponsor karne ke liye. It was like that. And it was just these very subtle things that I observed yesterday that really just elevated the movie experience for me. I think I've been talking for too long.
But main ye bolne wali thi ki uska uniform bhi pura like sponsored hai, jaise cricket matches mein log pehnte hain na iska,
matlab jersey bana diya hai uska, matlab ye sponsors bhar diye pure us pe. It was so like, yeah.
But also the jersey was done so rudimentarily, aisa laga sticker laga rakhe hain rather than have like a prison costume made out of it, but sticker laga diye, which also speaks to like, like the Bollywood production ke chalo kya karna sticker laga dete.
And the whole, like, we even after the overwhelming evidence to the fact that this man is innocent, they were like, no, we have to go through with this because we've taken so much money from all the sponsors. हमने इतने पैसे ले रखे हैं लोगों से एंड द मिनिस्टर्स थिंक कि वंस ही इज हैंग्ड देन दे आर लाइक स्कॉट फ्री बिकॉज दे विल बी लाइक नहीं हमें तो लगा था कि टेररिस्ट है हमने देखा ही नहीं तुम्हारा वीडियो तो हमने तो अपने देश के हिसाब से सही किया लाइक इट वॉज सो एंड डूड इवन द होल लाइक यू नो 50 सीट तुम्हारे मुझे दे दो एंड देन यू चेंज एलिजेंट दैट हैपेंस नाउ डूड लाइक दैट्स द क्रक्स ऑफ द इंडियन पॉलिटिकल सिस्टम मतलब just yeah it was very I loved it I loved watching it I think despite its flaws this was like a 5-on-5 movie for me
okay I will just quickly say agree to everything both of you have said loved it everything just comes together even though yes I also felt he thodi disjointed hai movie but it works so well And also, Shah Rukh Khan is wearing a stud and he is smiling with his cute dimples and wearing all these cute suits and stuff and with his wit and charm and everything. So, I think main to kaafi zyada biased. Bade maza aaye mujhe bahut hi achha experience. Also, watching it with you guys together, I think it just elevates it a little bit more, giving the credit where it due. Oh, I love you guys so much. But haan, bade maza aaye. Cutie.
क्यूटी क्यूटी तो था काफी मतलब व्हाटएवर द सेकंड हाफ वाज द फर्स्ट हाफ वाज जस्ट वेरी लाइक द इक्वेशन बिटवीन जूही एंड एसआरके इज सुपर क्यूट
या दे हैव सच ईज इन देयर प्रेजेंस यार लाइक इट इज जस्ट मतलब टेक्निकली शाहरुख इज लाइक ओ दिस इज माय न्यू कंपटीशन राइट आई एम राइट नाउ द फेस ऑफ मीडिया एंड नाउ दिस ब्यूटीफुल गर्ल व्हाटएवर इज गोना टेक ओवर But when he sees her for the first time, even in the camera, when she's first introduced as Galaxy's face in a press conference, and he looks at her and he's like, oh, she's so beautiful. Like, he's such a simp, yeah. Like, fully. Like, even when she sabotages his press thingy when he goes to jail and all
of that. His first reaction was to be impressed. That was very cool, yeah.
Mere ko level pe compete kiya hai. Full respect
and he constantly says na ki pehli baar koi ladki mujhe sach mein pasand aayi hai so he's really and he's avoid. Trying to be the man and all and everything it's too cute yaar like too cute so I think fully floored by Ajay Bakshi and his green car India themed green car
but orange shirt orange tie and driving around in a green car
so that song right yes boss not yes boss shit I'm the best
I'm the best
so isme if you observe right throughout the colors that come in are blue red orange and green especially the dancers in the front and background yeah. वो ऑरेंज ग्रीन मतलब कॉन्स्टेंटली एंड इट इज सच अ मतलब ऐसे आई एम द बेस्ट गाना है इट्स नॉट इवन पेट्रियोटिक एनीथिंग बट टू सटली वो लोग यू नो ट्राइकलर कलर्स डाल रहे हैं अब व्हाट वाज द थिंकिंग बिहाइंड आई डोंट नो बट आई थॉट इट्स जस्ट ओनली वन सीन बट कंसिस्टेंटली एवरी टाइम द फ्रंट डांसर्स आर ऑलरेडी ऑलवेज वेयरिंग दीस थ्री लाइक दीस फोर कलर्स
वेरी इवन द फर्स्ट कलर पैलेट शाहरुख
और जूही की जो केमिस्ट्री है मेरे को तो इवन इन यस बॉस लगा था लाइक दे आर सो कम्फर्टेबल विद ईच अदर इट्स नॉट सिज़लिंग इट्स नॉट सेंसुअस सिज़लिंग केमिस्ट्री इट्स नॉट सिब्लिंग प्लीज इट्स नॉट सिब्लिंग केमिस्ट्री
singing this to like phone ka number ghar ka pata I just love this man oh god usme wo kitna wo tower mein kitna cute and sexy lag raha hai yaar like and I don't know if you noticed but there is this costume that he wears when the wo akhade wale jo log hote hain wo apni body ko show karte hain I don't know whatever that's called to usme bhi jab wo shirt nahi pehni hoti hai usne kuch
bodybuilding competition jo hota hai unka
हाँ 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 तो
अखाड़े वाले लोग सो हरियाणवी हो गए वो रेसलर्स होते हैं यार.
You get the gist, no? You love me so much. You understand my broken brain. But उसमें भी वो इंडिया, like उसमें जो वेस्टकोट पहना है येलो कलर का एकदम शाइनी, उसमें भी इंडिया लिखा हुआ है दोनों साइड, एंड उसकी टाइम में वो इंडिया वाला क्लिप समथिंग इज ऑल्सो देर, लाइक एवरी वेरी नाइस. लाइक वो फोन का नंबर के लिए वो पोस्टर लगाया होता है यार फोन का उसकी छाती पे, सो क्यूट.
I don't know if you guys have seen this a lot. मैंने कल भी बताया था, but a lot of clips from this movie are very viral on reels right now. Like that one scene between Juhi and Shah Rukh where she's like, "तुम आदमी हो या बंदर?" and he's like, "तुम्हें क्या पसंद है?" and even that one with the chhata. So basically, Juhi Chawla is trying to open a chhata, and he's like, "दो मैं कर देता हूँ." and like every other man in the world, he takes the chhata and tries to open it, and it ends up breaking. and then he's like, "Oh, but don't worry, it's not gonna rain today." and it starts pouring. and yeah, I mean that it's also just a very, like, there are a lot of moments in this film that I think very 10 out of 10.
Yeah, also, like, again, to, like, we keep talking about this, this is Shah Rukh's comfort in being dorky and not being the man saving the situation a lot of times.
Yeah,
just being funny and failing in his attempt consistently.
Consistently, so like literally, even when they have this entire plan hatched to get the cassette, and wo matlab cassette nahi, video tape, whatever. But they come, they drive in their red Santro and jump up a cliff and land somewhere. And he looks at her and he's like suddenly laughing, ki, oops, sorry, my bad.
I think the fact that he's not being the so called obvious savior, and just being so comfortable in his body, I don't know, like something about it is so comforting to me. Like every, like in the whole song, he's sometimes dressing up like her, sometimes in costumes which probably no other mainstream hero would like to be in at the time. And it's just like at no point it feels like he's trying. He's just so, it feels like a natural thing to me. Like I never feel icky about it, or he is too trying hard and everything. I think anybody can't do it. Like nobody like him in that comfort. Or
yeah, another thing about him and Juhi specifically when they're on screen, I feel like he doesn't have to yield the screen to her. Like they just share the screen.
They share it
naturally.
Really well. Yeah.
Like it's never in any of their like characters. Ki, matlab, oh, I don't have an idea, so that's why let's go with your plan. Like it's just very natural that Juhi's plan is just taken and they do it. Like, you know, it's never a thing ki, achha, mere paas kuch nahi hai, toh isliye tumhara kar rahe hai, ya whatever. That also I appreciate. Ki, matlab, you know, they're very treated as equals. I mean, obviously, Shah Rukh is the superstar, but it's still more comfortable between the two of them.
Yeah, and in the screen space that they share and the roles that they have, it's not like Shah Rukh is driving everything. You know?
Yeah.
It's not an hero-centric movie, more or less. I mean, eventually he does the jump and the save. Other than that, it is very equally balanced. One, it's not a love story, so it's not ke chalo theek hai. Well, it's a satire, and both of them have an equal role to play in it, which I find like it's not. Ab to bahut hi kam dekhne ko milta hai, khair. Tab bhi it wasn't as prevalent in movies. There was definitely one dominant character and one dominant person in the whole story, and it was driving everything.
Right? And honestly, meko to ye bhi laga ki jo realization hoti hai Shah Rukh ko, because when the fire and the riots are happening and they're there, both of them there. Basically, when the camera person is trying to shoot something, Shah Rukh's first reaction is, why are you shooting from that angle? Because that's not a great angle. Somewhere in Shah Rukh's head, it's like, oh, we need to get a better whatever coverage and everything. But it's Juhi when she sees the child and she hugs him and everything. Then I think something snapped, like, I don't know. Like, it was very visible ki now he's realizing the impact of what this is rather than just shooting about it. So I felt it was very naturally balanced, as you said. So I really like that scene a lot.
Yeah, I think he somehow starts to understand his role in society as a journalist somewhere around the time that those riots are happening.
Yeah
and you see them covering the riots and everything happening with a level of gravitas, right?
Yeah,
you don't see the same shithousery that they've been up to. In the first scene, there's a bomb, which is a pretty serious thing to happen. but they're pretty comical about it. Like, it could be whatever. It could be a terrorist have placed a bomb there. But they show it in a very lighthearted way.
Yeah, that, the crux of that story is that Shah Rukh saved a cat. So
yeah.
That was the...
Yeah, right. But cut to this, when all of this is happening, it's like they don't... And the background music is also Vande Mataram.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, which I felt was, I think, one of the most powerful pieces of music
you
could have used to overlay this. And I think that also signifies this is where the pivotal moment of the... movie is. One is this, and second is when they get to know that what Paresh Rawal's actual intentions were behind shooting that Maganlal Madanlal Gupta whatever guy.
Yeah, and also talk about one of the very otherwise I felt important scenes, but done in a very comical manner, was the interview that Juhi actually ends up taking of the Behnoi.
Not the Behnoi.
That was the other
political party ka one guy who was in jail, dude. That was not the Behnoi.
Sorry, somebody was not the Behnoi, but whoever it is, sorry.
MK Sharma, the MK political. Sharma,
yes.
He's the ally of the chief minister.
I'm just obsessed with saying Behnoi. But how they show like ki andar wala kamra ya bahar wala kamra, and then ultimately it's the. Like, you know, there is AC, like you see a window AC, you see fridge, you see beer, you see non-veg food, and everybody is just chilling and playing and everything. So, and I still, like, I know, I've heard about this from bachpan ki, ye jo jail mein bhi jaate hai, unke liye AC hota hai, unke liye wo jail types nahi hota hai, and there are different rooms and everything. But to be able to really show it in a movie, I felt, it was done really nicely and in a way that it doesn't rub off people in the wrong way too much. Because they were, I mean, I do think it was done a little safely, but I do think it's a very impactful scene, at least to my brain. So, yeah, I really enjoyed when he says, "Achha, beer piyoge," or something like that. So, I'm like, ye kaisa jail hai, bhai?
I was honestly a little scared in that scene because that guy was also like, you know, Ajay Bakshi to bada khatarnak banda hai apne saath saath aisi khoobsurat ladkiyan leke ghum raha hai. I was worried for them. I was like, ki niklo yahan se niklo.
But the overall movie's theme is so light, you sort of, except for that one flashback.
Also, guys, the movie's music is just so amazing. I just said in the beginning ki like some of these songs are my favorite. And at the same time, I think, bhai, like, I was thinking about it, ki, kya main simp moment mein include karu, lekin, aur kya is my all-time, like, I know Diggy's gonna say, har podcast mein all-time favorite.
Ye toh mera like, this has to be like a data analytics thing, ke saari podcast.
Preeti's all-time favorite.
Haan, Preeti's all-time, kitne percentage of songs Preeti ne gaaye hain aur apne saath ek story banayi hai aur apne all-time favorite banaye hain.
That's true. इसलिए मैंने खुद से बोल लिया. But यार क्या amazing और क्या कितना cute है यार. मतलब also transparent shirt SRK for the wins always. Like कितना सुंदर लग रहा है यार पूरे montage में. Juhi is so beautiful. I know I keep saying Shahrukh, but Juhi is also so beautiful in all the song picturizations. Like it's they're both just too good and the music amps up the movie so much. Like even after 24 years. Song.
The or kya. And like, it has this very glowy look to it. And matlab, the whole color scheme is so nice. Like everything is blue and then out of the, you know, there's just one red dupatta.
Yeah.
And it's very visually pleasing.
All of these songs are still like at least part of my playlist for sure. Winning it even today. So, yeah, I just loved how the music is. Like a big Jatin Lalit fan I have been growing up and still am. Also, like, it was a fun realization to have ki Jatin Lalit ne music kiya hai, lekin background music unke saale ne ki brother-in-law? I don't know. Like, Adesh Srivastav, I realized it, like, yesterday that they are related. But even the background score really does help in amping up the movie, and I think the music played a really big role. Like it does play a big role for me anyway. I'm like, ab main bolungi, acha next gana wala तू यार तू ही दिलदार इसमें है ना बन के तेरा जोगी
Like, oh, I love it. Like, and also the ease in which Shahrukh is dancing throughout and jumping and smiling, and that's, it's just too good. Like, I love, I love, I love the music. Yes, any favorites that you guys have? I really like, oh, like, oh, or kya, and Banke Tera Jogi. Like, Banke Tera Jogi is also very cute, and, madab, the whole, it's a very funny song also because the song is essentially a distraction while Johnny Lever is trying to steal the videotape. And all his efforts are comical. मतलब वो पहले फायर एक्सटिंग्विशर से ट्राई करता है, अपना लॉक ओपनर किट से ट्राई करता है, कुछ कुछ तो करता रहता है वो. और बीच में ही टेक्स
वो फोटो घूमती है
तारक मेहता का इज हेड एंड लाइक ही इज बैंगिंग इट अगेंस्ट द सेफ एंड इट्स स्टिल नॉट ओपनिंग एंड देन ही जस्ट लाइक फ्रस्ट्रेशन में वो अपना सतीश शाह का वो स्पिन करता है और फिर वो खुल जाता है सेफ. So that that whole song is just very joyful to watch because it's funny also and the visuals are great and like yeah
that's also like my favorite song. It's the whole thing is so funny, it's so picturized so well, and generally the song is really nice. Of course all the other songs are also damn good, but this one is definitely my favorite from the list.
Also the intro song, फिर भी दिल है हिंदुस्तानी कभी नए पैकेट में बेचे तुमको चीज पुरानी. I love the lyrics of that song. It's just so
you know, like and I saw that, I think तुम लोगों में देखा ही होगा कोई तो रील थी या कुछ तो फोटो थी जब वो वर्ड वो आता लिरिक के नए पैकेट में बेचे तुमको. I think इफ्रीती का क्विज क्वेश्चन था. नए पैकेट बेचे तुमको चीज पुरानी. शाहरुख अपनी सारी पुरानी मूवीज की ड्रेसेस पहनता है उसमें.
या
Yeah, and I think this, but I think this, I like, 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 I funny.
But before we get into the quiz, do you guys want to talk about your simp moments? Oh, do you want to review the film? I think we all loved it for sure. But like rewatch value, anyone other than Shah Rukh, and what would you rate it, Diggy?
It has so much rewatch value. Like I watched it in 2022, loved it then. Watched it now, loved it now. So, matlab, it was a very fresh movie in my mind. I still loved it. Like every scene, like I wasn't even getting bored at any point. I had to take away. You know, so I think it has immense rewatch value. I'm going to rate it pretty high. This is pretty, I think it's 4 out of 5 for sure. Right? I'm going to ek number card karo, mujhe pata nahi kyunki matlab ye mujhe bura laga hi nahi is movie mein, sab kuch hi acha tha. But yeah, overall like a damn good experience. And apart from Shah Rukh, bahut mushkil hai yaar sochna. I think the movie in itself is very well done, but a lot of what makes it a good is, I think number one is Shah Rukh and Juhi's chemistry. Like them together on screen are driving the whole movie, right? And their clash between as different news anchors. So without Shah Rukh, and if I, without Juhi also, I don't feel this strikes the same to me. So no, without Shah Rukh, I don't think I would really like it. And 4 out of 5, would definitely watch it again for sure. Yeah, go ahead, Preeti, you go.
Okay, I'll go next. Because I'm so excited to talk about it. 4.5, I think so. I will definitely rewatch it again. And I rewatched it like recently, like I watched it last year. So meko puri movie bilkul yaad thi, lekin fir bhi meko bade maza aaya dobara se dekhne mein.
Bade maza aaya, Preeti. Achha.
Bade bade maza aaya.
You said that like 7 times.
Bade bade maza aaya bol diya hai ki we can
take a shot every time he says bade maza aaya. But
और क्या कह रही थी मैं, एक सेकेंड अब भूल गई. बट शाहरुख के बिना तो मैं नहीं देखेंगे. ऑल्सो दिस इज हिज ड्रीम्स अनलिमिटेड
डेब्यू प्रोडक्शन,
डेब्यू एंड एवरीथिंग. एंड तो मतलब बिना उसके तो कैसे ही हो सकता था. आई वुड नॉट वॉच इट फॉर एनीबडी एल्स, इवन दो द मूवी इज रियली नाइसली डन. एंड आई थिंक कोई कर ही नहीं सकता यार वो वाला वेट और चार्म और डिम्पल और स्टड, वो सब कोई ला ही नहीं सकता एक्सेप्ट शाहरुख खान. सो
Can yeah, I just say something? We introduce this as an objectivity scale. Ki matlab Shahrukh ke alawa movie mein agar koi hota to movie would you still watch this movie? And now we've just become, can anybody replace Shahrukh in this film? Guys, I don't think that's the point of the
question. We decide the point of the segment, right?
Haan, matlab mere ko dekhna hi nahi hai kisi ko. Matlab mere hisab se kisi aur ko Shahrukh ke alawa.
मेरे हिसाब से I think this movie would still stand the test of time if anybody else had been in it also. I think the movie is not good just because of Shahrukh. That is how I perceive that question. So I would still watch it if it was another actor. Maybe I would not rewatch it as often. Like, you know, Aamir Khan ki movies achhi lagti hai, but main aise har saal baith ke nahi dekhti hu. So that I'll say. Rewatch value, definitely. I would love to watch this film again sometime soon. And for me, it was excellent. Like 5 out of 5. On par with Bazigar, probably. Like, I know it's a flawed movie, but I don't care. I loved it. I enjoyed it too much. I'm biased.
So now, do we go into the synth moments?
Yeah, go. Let's do it.
Yay! Dinky, go first.
Okay. So, there's that. So he's dropping when that scene happened, right? When he breaks the umbrella and they go and he drops her off at the house. Ekto is really cute with his mother-in-law, with not his mother-in-law, with future mother-in-law, with Julie's mother. And that whole segment is very nicely done. But what I like, my same moment is when he's leaving the house and she looks down, upar se, he's playing Stapo. वहाँ रैंडम कुछ बॉक्सेस है वो उस पे छलांग मार मार के स्टेप वो खेलते जा रहे हैं ही लुक्स अप एंड सॉर्ट ऑफ स्माइल्स एंड डज दैट हेयर
डांसिंग
फ्लफिंग थिंग दैट वाज आई मीन सच अ क्यूट सीन इतना क्यूट सीन था वो दैट एंड फाइनली एंड दिस इज ऑफ कोर्स लाइक आई टॉक्ड अबाउट इन द बिगनिंग आल्सो इज व्हेन दे आर वॉकिंग टुवर्ड्स द जेल एंड ही एंड चुई हैव द फ्लैग इन हैंड एंड मतलब ऑब्वियसली
सच अ पावरफुल सीन
Like, that's a powerful scene, right? And look, both of them have, they're not overdoing anything there. They're not overacting. And it's just, they have a lot of, I don't know, it's very, very well done. That I felt like a very powerful scene done by him. And there are a whole bunch of other cute scenes. I'll let you guys take them. but these two were, I think, by far one of my favorites and moments.
I'm going next. for me, I think the scene I loved maybe best was when the first time he looks at Chewie, like through the camera, he just like he comes out from the camera and he has this expression on his face like wah, kya dekha maine abhi. Like he's just in that instant. He is such a simp for her. Like, yeah, he's a player yeah. and he has a diary full of girls' numbers, but he's just so besotted with her in that one moment. I loved it. And yeah, I think I also really like the scene where he's appreciating how equal of a rival Juhi Chawla is. Like, he's like, you know what? I am impressed by what this woman has done. Like, yeah, she made a fool of me. She got cake thrown at me. She made, like, you know, made me face all the women that I have wronged in my past. And she stole my interview. And she exposed my politician. But she did it. That is so cool of her. And I was like, that was just peak SRK characterism in that film.
But sorry, I'm just jumping in. What I really, the thing that I also really liked about that scene is is appreciating the fact that, you know, she actually did end up, you know, getting one up over him. He said, "Huh, very well done. Completely respect her. I like her more for that. But I am going to get back."
Yeah.
I am still Ajay Bakshi.
Yeah.
Pyar main karta hoonga, but main Ajay Bakshi hoon.
Tum kitni bhi kamaal ki ladki kyun na ho. Main phir bhi, I am still the best.
yeah. I thought that was really nice in character of Ajay Bakshi.
Yeah.
Cool. Sorry.
Ajay
sorry.
Bakshi, sweet and sexy.
please don't bring about shit movies and their shit taglines to Shah Rukh universe.
डिगी यार प्लीज लेट मी हैव माय अजब अच्छी स्वीट एंड सेक्सी
कर लो
बट एनीवे यस आई विल सिंप अ लिटिल बिट नो सो मच बट माय सिंप मूवमेंट्स आई थिंक दैट एपिसोड व्हाट द फक आई एम सेइंग बट द सीन वेयर इन देयर इन मॉल और समथिंग व्हेन देयर व्हाट देयर She's choosing watches and everything, and then Ajay Bakshi just comes in, and then they're line, having this very flirty.
That line, yes,
yes,
that is too good.
And then he says ki, oh, आपके पास बहुत सारी घड़ियाँ हैं तो आपके पास वक्त वक्त होगा ना तो हमको चाहिए. मतलब मैं तो सिर्फ इसी पे मतलब I was so flat for SRK in that moment. I was like, hi, so cute. So one is that and like so many. I mean, the whole song of Kuch Toh Bata, so simpy and everything. And then like one basically the banana scene where he's like tumko kya pasand hai and he just smiles so cutely when he looks at her like that smile has something I don't know something beautiful ek to beta SRK face and all that
it's always
yeah,
his eyes.
Yeah. And honestly this last scene also where they are like he's proposing to her or something after the Fansi ka scene and then she was like acha lekin tumko ye bolna padega I'm the best and then Juhi goes I'm the best and then he's like no you're the best and I'm like thank you
like, so childish so, but it's so cute
yeah so cute like so yeah so those are my like top simp moments
मैंने बचपन में ये बहुत किया है तुम्हें बोलना पड़ेगा आई एम द बेस्ट
ओके गाइस आर यू रेडी फॉर द क्विज
आई एम नॉट रेडी
आई थिंक सो
बट लेट्स गो अहेड एनीवे
मैं मुझे लगता है मैं काफी अनप्रिपेयर्ड जाता हूं
मेरे को एक क्वेश्चन मालूम है और बीच में हमने देख लिया फिर भी आई एम नॉट प्रिपेयर्ड लाइक
देखो मैं भी थोड़ी कम ही प्रिपेयर्ड हूं इस क्विज के लिए सो इट्स गोना बी fun, easy one in my head. But yeah, I will not give that a lot. Rules are, please, question pura hone dena. Diggy, especially you.
Oh, ho, ho. And how the turntables.
And I'm going to use Deeksha's idea of taking your name as a buzzer. So... Diksha will say Diksha, or Digvijay will say Digvijay. Or do we want to say Diksha will say Digvijay and Digvijay will say Diksha?
Please, bakchodi nahi karte hain, confuse nahi karte hain logo ko. Khud hi confused hain aade isme.
पिछली बार की तरह ऐसा हो जाएगा कि किसी को आंसर ही नहीं मालूम है तो कुछ फायदा ही नहीं है इतना बजर में थॉट डालने का
चलो ठीक है सो यू विल से योर
अच्छा लेकिन मुझे बात बताओ वेट आई हैव अ क्लेरिफिकेशन Hmm. जैसे एक तुमने क्वेश्चन ऑलरेडी बता दिया है जिसमें आपको लिस्ट देनी है अब उसमें सात आउटफिट है राइट सात या पांच व्हाटएवर सात
तो अल्टरनेट कर लेंगे ना जैसे वो रबने वाले
हाँ तो उसमें कैसे होगा इट बी अल्टरनेट
Yeah.
प्रीति बोलना पड़ेगा पॉडकास्ट है तुम्हारा नॉट को नहीं देख पा रहे
नॉट कर रही है
So honestly, in my head, I'm not going to ask you, like, I will tell you about the question, okay? So then we'll decide. I will tell you what the
question is structured separately. Haan, okay, perfect.
Yeah.
I'm just, okay, cool. Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, guys, first question is, jahan pe wo Juhi ko date pe bulata hai, and where all the girls come in a pink dress, what is the name of the restaurant?
Digvijay. I'll let you finish.
Bolo, bolo.
Garden View.
Yes, you're right.
I didn't know this. So
I don't think Disha knew this because
I didn't know. This.
She was like, "Kar le, tu bol le, mere ko nahi aata." Yeah.
Okay. Second question: What was the name of the jail?
Diksha? I do not. Yeah.
Was it Central
yeah,
Jail?
Diksha? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was Central Jail. Aa gaya tha mujhe yaad.
Okay. Next question. In the beginning of the movie, they are trying to defuse the bomb. Unlike Samar Anand, these two don't know how to defuse the bomb. What was the last wire they cut, which was wrong?
Digvijay.
Hmm.
Yellow. ये लो
येलो, येलो, ये लो
दो बार बोलता है ये लो
चलो टू एंड टू टू दिग्विजय सेट टू दीक्षा सेट वन next question is that Sirvitile Hindustani got an International Indian Film Academy Awards in a category. Which was the award? Bolo naam bolo.
Haath utha ke rakha hai usne pehle se.
Main pehli baar mujhe ko aata hai ye wala. Visual effects. It got the award for visual effects.
Yeah, special effects. Yes, you're right. Sorry.
It got what award for special effects?
Call it the IFA. I don't know.
Oh, IFA.
Indian Academy.
Oh.
IFA.
I was like, what? Film Academy Awards? ये
Indian International Film Academy. कोई नहीं जानता, सब सबको IFA पता है.
मैंने जान के किया सागी, थोड़ा confused feel करो.
एक ही award मिला यार movie को, सिर्फ एक award मिला.
Next question, which year is the universe in? And it's a second two-part question. So where do we actually know? Like, what's the proof to know this is the year they are in?
Okay, Deeksha, I know the second part of the question. I'm just going to guess the first part. I'll say 1998 because there's a Hum Aapke Hain poster. Hum Aapke Hain Kaun? Not the Hum Saath Saath Hain ka poster. Now I don't know which year. 1995. Hum Saath Saath Hain ka poster.
It's wrong. Did you want to take a guess?
Is she wrong on both accounts?
Yeah, she's wrong on both accounts.
Damn it. I'm so sure about the Hum Saath Saath Hain poster thing.
that's actually very good guess, yaar. Hum Saath Saath Hain wala to acha, agar poster hai to fir to matlab usi saal mein honi chahiye movie, but Hum Saath Saath Hain was I think 97.
That's what I don't remember the year, and I was like, movie poster tha. That is the sign that that year.
Also, just reminding Digvijay, if you're guessing, you have to say Digvijay because otherwise I'll give Diksha the point.
Ab to meri baari hai na. अरे अब तो मेरी उसकी बारी तो हो गई, उसने तो गेस कर लिया. तू नहीं बोला दिग्विजय, यू वांट टू गेस. अबे दिग्विजय बोलूं वापस से, ये कैसे क्विज मास्टरी हुई तुम्हारी?
अच्छा अच्छा ठीक है, आंसर करो.
फालतू में स्ट्रिक्ट होना चाह रही है बट खुद के रूल्स भूल रही है. क्या होता भाई,
कैसे याद कर रहे हो? मुझे ऐसे बताओ, अपने ब्रेन को थोड़ा.
मुझे लग रहा है या तो दे टॉक अबाउट इलेक्शंस या क्रिकेट के बारे में बात कर रहे होंगे. लैंडमार्क तो यही होती है. आई थिंक क्रिकेट की जर्सी इज द 99 वर्ल्ड कप जर्सी. And that's why it's 99?
The answer is 99, yes.
Okay, cool. Chalo, theek hai. Ye toh sahi bola. Good. But the my logic is good.
Yeah, yeah, your logic
is yours. Because it's the exact jersey they wore in the 99 World Cup.
What was the correct logic?
What was the correct
logic? Logic is that there is a calendar in the gym, which is 1999 of February. Like, they're in February 1999.
Bro, I think the Hum Saath Saath Hain logic was better. Even the India jersey logic was better. Calendar kaun diya hai background mein? Kaun saal ka month mein calendar kaun
hai? Arey, unhone lagaya kisi reason se lagaya hai? What are you saying?
Bolo na.
Ha, unhone isliye lagaya ki 24 saal baad Preeti quiz host karegi. Usne wo question puchi hi logon se.
Agar unhone update nahi kiya calendar.
So, okay, guys, last question, Chalo, which you already know about.
I've already lost the quiz, so.
Wait, iske points kitne hai last question ke? 7 points to nahi hai na?
Nahi, I will give 1
point
only. Nahi, 1 point only. This is not, one kam hai, koi baat nahi. One is the only point in which you have to get at least, or guess at least, 4 movie references that are there in the section where he says, "Kabhi naye packet mein dekhe tumko cheez purani."
I'm out.
So yeah,
make a do.
How do you want to do this?
Dikki, you want to collaborate on this one? You can take the points anyway. I'm losing.
I mean, I'm sure I know 4. Yeah, मुझे चार तो पहले ही पता थे. मुझे सुबह 7 नहीं पता होंगे. But like technically, अगर तू सिर्फ 1 point दे रही है, तो बस somebody raises their hand and says all the okay.
अगर चारों के चारों सही है, तो दे दूँगी. वरना 1 भी point दे दूँगे.
Dikvijay.
हांजी बोलिए Dikvijay.
कोयला for sure.
Yeah.
उसका वो iconic सा जो होता है वो. Right. कुछ कुछ होता है पक्का आता है. Right. Then
Pardesh, I think.
Chahiya Chahiya, kaun si movie thi yaar? Dil Se. Dil Se is there, 3 ho gaye. And wait, Pardesh ki
I think wo violin wala tha na, matlab Pardesh wala jo
violin wala tha.
Matlab
mujhe duplicate yaad aa raha hai ki Khetri ji yaad aa rahi hai.
केसरी तो बाद में आई
है. चश्मे चश्मे पाचा 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 पाचा
ओ पाचा.
यस यू आर राइट. ठीक है, यू गॉट द पॉइंट.
बाकी मेरे को नहीं, बाकी इज डुप्लीकेट पार्ट ऑफ इट.
दिल तो पागल है इज पार्ट ऑफ इट, डुप्लीकेट इज नॉट पार्ट ऑफ इट.
बट दिस वाज देयर नो, आई थिंक
बाकी
तो दिस वाज देयर.
हां एंड डीडीएलजे रहा होगा.
हाँ डीडीएलजे और यस फॉर डीडीएलजे नहीं है शायद से. यस फॉर
या माय गेसेस वर गोइंग टू बी डीडीएलजे परदेस एंड यस बॉस.
प्रीति शायद से क्या मतलब है, तुम्हें साथ पता होनी चाहिए ना किस दे रही हो.
पता है गाइस मेरे को अभी मैंने इसलिए चार बोले ना यार, कैसे से हो एक तुम्हें अच्छा तुमको चार दे रही हो, पॉइंट ही नहीं दोगे. मैं माइनस टू फॉर डिग्री फॉर ट्राइंग टू बी दिस एक्स्ट्रा पर्सन. एनीवे डिग्री यू वन द क्विज. ये ड्रम रोल.
एक माइनस टू मिल गया डिग्री तुमको. इतना इतना बोली करते हो प्रीति को क्विज में माइनस.
शायद से हमें कहीं.
लिसन आई विल ब्रिंग ऑल द पीपल हु थिंक आई एम द simplest person and everything and you guys bully me in this podcast so that people will just be like, "Haan, tum log
you know what, they'll come and they'll still bully you because bullying you is fun."
we agree with them. You're in love with Shah Rukh.
Yeah, you're the OG.
Mere saath kab Shah Rukh Khan aise karega?
This is basically 10 rupay ki Pepsi. Shah Rukh Khan is sexy, but mainly it's the Preeti and Digvijay show featuring Deeksha.
That is not true.
Like, but see, okay. I don't thirst after Shah.
Yeah, you don't thirst.
Like, I have a lot of
but you simp and
I have a lot of admiration for him.
Ha.
Yes.
I think Preeti is the full package.
Preeti goes a little crazy.
Preeti is the ultimate Shah Rukh Khan award goes to Preeti.
Yeah.
Are we guessing the movie next?
Oh shit!
We have not. We forgot about the next movie.
Who is choosing the movie?
Okay, no, wait. Who's choosing? I should choose it.
ठीक है कर लो, choose कर लो. 2010.
मेरे को बोले थे summary याद नहीं है, तुमको ये भी याद नहीं है कि तुम्हें कौन सी movie चाहिए.
अरे हमने ये decide ही नहीं किया कि किसको चुननी है.
तो किसकी
तुम्हें याद नहीं है क्या मतलब है? हमने schedule नहीं किया है. अगला episode कब करने वाले? 2010 कर रहे हैं
right?
2010 कर रहे हैं. तो I think Dicky go ahead and pick a film and then we can guess one.
अब थोड़ी तो बची हैं.
We are so organized and scheduled guys. Like in general, actually we are. We've just been a little off of our game for a few weeks.
Yeah. Okay, I've decided. I mean, you all both of you get one guess each because मिल के कुछ साथ
आर मूवीज. Okay, my guess is Happy New Year.
My guess, yeah, देखो मुझे याद नहीं है कि वो book है कि नहीं, but my guess is My Name Is Khan.
My Name Is Khan booked नहीं है, but that's not the right movie. The movie we're doing is जब हैरी मेट.
I'm not sure.
And why we're doing it? Because when I saw it, I felt it felt a little flat. I didn't see the chemistry between Shah Rukh and Anushka and
ये तो अगले एपिसोड में बताना है.
अरे तू 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 उसके लिए तो बताते हैं ना
गाइस. आई वुड लाइक टू कम क्लीन. आई हैव नॉट सीन द मूवी एंड आल्सो आई डोंट लाइक द सॉन्ग इन द फिल्म एट ऑल. सॉरी प्रीति इन एडवांस.
हवाएं तो अच्छा
एपिसोड में विल डिस्कस करेंगे गाइस. अगले एपिसोड में क्या बातें करेंगे? क्या कर रहे हो तुम लोग?
हम बहुत बातें करते हैं.
एक मिनट की कन्वर्सेशन से मेरा एपिसोड नहीं खराब हो जाएगा.
मतलब प्रीति अपना रैम्बल करते रहे करेगी. हम दोनों जरा सा रैम्बल कर लिए, मैडम को गुस्सा चढ़ गया. How dare you?
Preeti trying to reverse bully.
Yeah.
वो तो नहीं पा रहा है मुझसे.
People are pretty crazy about this character on Twitter. यार मतलब Harry is such a good character, such a deep character. इसके बारे में बहुत बात होनी चाहिए थी. तो I thought के let's give it another try. That's my.
हाँ मैं तो fresh perspective से देखने वाली हूँ. So but I don't like the songs of this film. I know it's like generally popular आजकल की, but हाँ ठीक है चलो. Save something for the next episode.
All right, cool. You're done, right?
Yeah.
बचा भूल गए हम कुछ नहीं, इतना ही होता है.
Thank you, बोल देते हैं
everyone. Thank you for listening to us and thank you for watching the movies along with us and for giving us all your lovely comments. I met a lot of my friends recently who are avid listeners of our podcast. Yay! And they all had very nice things to say. So I really appreciate
मेरे दोस्त, all of you. मेरे दोस्त कब तुम्हारे दोस्त जैसे बनेंगे? कब सुनना शुरू करेंगे? चलो. Okay. Cool.
Bye
guys. Bye. Thanks for listening in. Bye.